Thursday night Dvar Halacha. A lot of people talk about the Minhagei Sfira and what days there should be Noyeg, but I think most people have no idea what they're talking about and what's involved and where it comes from. So we're going to go over the sheet just very simply. Rav Moshe and the Tshuva, the one that everybody quotes wrongly, we'll see in a moment, makes two basic shitas out of all of the shitas. One is that we keep the Minhagei Sfira on the days when they presumably died. So there's one shita that went from Pesach, from the beginning of Sfiras Omer until Lamed Dalet Omer. Then there's a sheet that's a Machaber, the Ramah holds it went from Pesach until Lamed Gimel Baomer, and some say they died every day in which we say Tachanun, and therefore, and according to that, the Minhagei Sfira are kept every single day, except for Shabbos and Pesach and Rosh Chodesh Iyar 2 days and Rosh Chodesh Sivan 1 day. The days of Sivan are called the day when you say Tachanun because it's only a minig, it's not Me'ikar Adin. So that's one sheet though with three manifestations of the Shita. We keep the Minhagei Sfira the days that they died. There are three other Minhagim that are brought down in Halacha, in the Mechab, in the Ramon, in the Ramon, the Mishnah Berurah, and that is a different Mahalach, that they died in total for 33 days, approximately, for 33 days, and we keep Minhagei Sfira for 33 days. And within that, you know, it's not the days they died, but they died for 33 days, and we keep Minhagei Sfira for 33 days, l'zecher that, and that has different manifestations. Either one shita is that it starts from the day three of Iyar, and it goes till Erev Shavuos, except for Lag BaOmer, and that's how you have your 33 days. Some say it starts from the first day Rosh Chodesh Iyar until the first day of Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, and some say that it starts from Isru Chag, pauses for Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and then it's only Osir at Sof Yimei Iyar, and it's Mutter in Sivan, and that's how you have your cheshbon of 33 days. Ramesha points out that when you clear away what nobody does like the Mechaber anymore, so you basically left, and nobody does the minig I just said, that all of the days, the minig that I said before, that all of the days except for Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Sivan, so you're left with one minhag of going till Lag BaOmer, and the first two of the manifestations of the other minig, meaning from either Gimel Iyar until Erev Shavuos, or from Aleph Iyar until Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah. Says Rav Moshe, what everybody says over from Rav Moshe, you can change Minhagim, is correct, except for one thing. He says you can't. Rav Moshe says you can change within, let's say you hold that you keep the Minhagei Sfira, you want to get a total of 33 days. So within those different minhagim of how to reach a cheshbon of 33 days, you can switch, because it's just a different way of getting to the 33 days. But, says Rav Moshe, to switch from the minhag, which keeps the Minhagei Sfira on the days that they presumably died, which is from the second day of Pesach until Lag BaOmer, to switch from that to the minhag where you start on Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shlosh Yimei Hagbalah, or Gimel Iyar until Erev Shavuos, that you cannot switch, because that minhag is based on different concepts. One is it's based on the days that they died, and the other one is getting a total of 33 days. So where Moshe says Betzim, you can't switch from, let's say we're familiar most with, from the second day Pesach to Lag BaOmer, we like that because then you get a freebie on Pesach because you can listen to music and right, you get a freebie. So from the second day Pesach till Lag BaOmer, And we're familiar with, from Rosh Chodesh Iyar, or Gimel Iyar, depending if we have a Simcha in the hall that night, until Erev Shavuos, or the first day of Shlosh Yemei Hagbalah. So Rabbi says you cannot switch between those two, because they're based on different concepts. He then, after he says that, brings down Ashitas HaBach, that even this first minig that I said, from the second day Pesach until Lag BaOmer, is also not based on the way it's also not based on the days that they died, but it's based on getting to the number 33. So Bach, Rav Moshe says, according to that Bach, you could switch, and maybe since it's the Rabbanon, yesh makom lahakel ulai. If you're the Rabbanon, so you can take on the Bach Shita, but he's noted that you cannot switch. Because he says, really, we would go like the Grah, and the Grah holds that from the second day Pesach until Lag BaOmer is based on the days that they died, not on the number 33, and therefore you can't switch. So next time you quote Rav Moshe, maybe look it up first. He says, Yesh Mokum Lahakel. Mokum Tzorech is not because I want to hear music. That's not called Mokum Tzorech. That's the Issa.